Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
We've been looking forward to celebrating.
我们一直很期待跟大家一起庆祝这一天。
And excited about all the things that God is doing.
我们也期待啊，就神在我们当中所做的一切。
You know, anniversaries are a time of just of celebration.
这种周年庆的时刻就是大家一起庆贺的。
They can also be a time of some regret to look back and say, "Ah, we didn't accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish."
但是我们往后看，可能会有一些后悔，说啊，我们有一些事情想做，但是没有却没有做到。
It's a time of remembering the good things that God has done.
是一个时刻，是我们可以大家一起记得，就是神在我们当中做多好、多美善的事情。
But also anticipating all that God will do.
然后我们是期待神将来会做的一些事情。
As a church, we are grateful for everything that God's done.
那身为一个教会，我们真的非常感恩神在我们当中做一切。
But we're so excited because we know that the best and most of what God has for us is still in the future ahead of us.
我们真的非常兴奋和期待，因为我们知道神还要做的一切，其实都是在未来是比较多的。
The question I want us to ask ourselves as individuals and as a church is saying, how do we stay on course with what God has for us?
那今天我想要就是我们自己个别还有身为一个教会问自己这个问题，说我们为什么要坚持到底？
This church was birthed out of a desire to see men and women discipled here in Taiwan.
那我们一开始建立这个教会是因为我们希望在台湾可以看到大家弟兄姐妹都作为神的门徒。
But there always was a vision and a plan to say, let's go beyond Taipei throughout the nation.
但是我们的意向一直都是我们要到台北整个城市，然后台湾，然后还有万国。
And then from this nation to be able to send out missionaries into the surrounding nations and the surrounding region.
然后从台湾我们要差派更多的门徒还有宣教士到世界各万民万国去传福音。
And so today we're going to look a little bit at this transitional season and say, how do we stay on course with what God has for us?
那今天我们要看说我们在我们这个转变的季节这阶段中我们要怎么样坚持到底。
Because we live in a time of constant change.
因为我们现在活在这个时刻是一直在改变的。
And for us to go from here to there is going to take consistent change.
那我们从这个阶段到我们未来的这个阶段，说我们要必须一直在改变。
At the same time, we know it takes commitment to the foundational things that God has called us to.
那我们知道我们要必须要坚持，就是神呼召要我们做的一切，我们必须要坚持到底。
So how do we live in this balance of commitment to the foundations, but transformation into the future?
那我们要怎么样有这个平衡，就是我们要坚持神给我们这些最重要的部分，但是我们还是要一直去改变，然后到下一个阶段。
And one of the things that we do is to continually stir up a vision inside of us.
那我们一直想要持续做的就是我们要一直去鼓励大家去想我们的意向。
To look to those who've gone before and who go ahead of us.
那我们要看这些我们之前帮助我们的人，还有未来要来帮助我们的人。
Because they inspire us and they teach us.
因为他们启发我们，让我们教导我们。
And so this past week, my wife and I, we snuck off to the Every Nation Church in Manila.
所以，估计这个礼拜我跟我太太偷偷跑到，就是我们马尼拉的Every Nation教会。
Because that's where she got saved.
因为那时候她在我太太在那边得救，变成基督徒。
And they're at the they just celebrated this week the 40th anniversary.
这个礼拜他们庆祝了40周年。
And so we're saying, what can we learn from their 40 years that apply to us in our 15th year?
那我们都在想，他们40周年有没有一些功课是我们这边15周年可以学习的？
And so this is where my wife and I were seated down there on the floor somewhere.
就是我跟我太太就在那边，其中两个这样。
And it was just exciting to be in a big crowd like that.
在这种大群里，我们就觉得非常的兴奋。
In fact, there's so many of them, they had to do this 3 times.
就他们人真的太多了，所以他们要这个聚会要做办3次。
And every time, you know, just seeing the goodness and the faithfulness of God.
那每次都会看到神是多么的信实，多么的美善。
And that's great to look forward.
我们要往未来看，期待也是好事。
The Bible says we are surrounded by a cloud of great witnesses who've gone before us.
那圣经上说，我们这些就是见证的人是像云彩一样多。
So they inspire us, and we can learn from them.
他们启发我们，他们可以教导我们。
Another thing we need to do is not only be inspired by those who have gone before us, but be ready for the changes that come our way in this journey.
那我们不只是要被他们启发，被他们教导，但是我们还是要需要去准备，然后。 往未来看。
And one thing I've learned in church is that you can never be reminded enough about the changes that are upcoming.
那我觉得我在教会学到一点，就是我们永远都必须要被提醒，我们未来会很多改变哦。
And so here's some changes coming up.
好，我们现在就想说，现在我们就在未来会被改变，非常非常的务实。
好 Our new location.
好，我们现在分享我们新的地点。
All right, so.After the 21st, on the 28th, we're going to move to the center of the city, Songjiang Nanjing.
Okay, so 三个礼拜后，在7月28号，我们要搬到松江南京这个地方聚会。
Stay tuned into the social media.
所以你可以看社交软体上的一些消息。
Address is on there, but we'll keep sending that out.
对，但是我们会一直跟大家分享，这是我们
要去的地方。But it doesn't change to the 28th.
但是要28号，7月28号才会开始。
So if you go there next Sunday, you'll be all by yourself.
所以下礼拜天你如果去的话，那你就自己一个人了。
And then our starting tomorrow,
然后从明天开始
all of our midweek services, midweek events will change.
我们就是不是礼拜天的各种聚会活动，这也会改变。
Those afternoon classes we talked about personal evangelism and about biblical stewardship, they're all going to be at our new hub, our new church office.
我们刚刚讲的一些讲座啊，一些训练的课程啊，全部都会在我们的新的
施工中心。So we'll send you more info there.
那我们还是会，我们会会跟大家分享。
As a church, we are on the move.
对，但是我们教会是在搬家的过程中。
We are in a time of transition and change.
我们现在一个转变的季节中。
But I believe one of the biggest changes is in who we are as a church.
但是我觉得最大的改变是我们身为教会，我们是什么样子的教会。
That God wants to change us from being a place where we just receive the blessings of God.
那我们从一个教会，就是我们想要领受神的祝福。
And our focus is send us more missionaries, send us more money, help us out.
那我们的重心可能就常常说，我们需要更多的钱，更多的资源，我们需要更多的宣教士。
But God wants to change us to begin to be a source of blessing for others.
那神要把我们从那种教会变成一种，就是我们要一直给别人资源，差派更多的宣教士这样子的教会。
And so we're going to start looking at the Word of God.
所以我们今天要看神的话语。
And do a series called Mission Field to Mission Force.
那我们这是一个新的系列啊，这个就是从应该说被服侍的变成我们要去服侍别人去宣教的这个。
Because yes, much of Taiwan is a mission field where we need the gospel to be preached to us.
当然，台湾是一个需要被服侍、需要被宣教的这个地方。
But we believe that God's intention for this nation is that it would be a mission force.
但是我们相信神对这个地方的心意也是我们要变成一个往外去宣教的这个力量。
That we would send people.
那我们要差派更多的人。
Send prayer.
那我们要差派更多的祷告。
Send finances.
我们要差派更多的资源。
To see the gospel preached.
那我们要看到就是福音传到各万国。
In other countries.
在别的国家也是。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Mission field to mission force.
我们从一个就是被宣教的地方变成一个要往外宣教的地方。
Turn to your neighbor.
然后转到左右的弟兄姐妹，说我们要
mission field to mission force，
要从一个被宣教的地方变成一个差派宣教士的地方。
Amen. But you know what? That's going to require a lot of change on our part.
但是我们必须要做出很多的改变。
And what we call these changes, they're not that we stop, but what we do is we reset along the way.
那虽然说我们这改变不只是要某些地方要停止，但是我们也是要重新整理自己。
Because we're on a journey，
因为我们在一个旅程上。
But to get where we're going is going to take constant resetting。
那我们要到这个目的地呢，我们要必须要重新整理、重置很多次。
And so the message today is called reset。
所以我们今天的信息的主题就是重整。
And we're in the last chapter of the book of Nehemiah。
那我们在尼希米记的最后一章。
So we end Nehemiah this Sunday. Next Sunday we're changing. We're going to do mission field to mission force.
对，我们今天就是把这个尼希米记的系列讲完，然后下一个礼拜就是讲我刚刚那个宣教的系列。
But in chapter 13, there's sort of this reset or this break that takes place.
那在尼希米记十三章有一个重整重置的过程。
But what's going to happen for us is in the book of Nehemiah, as we end the book, in chapter 13, Nehemiah has been gone actually from Jerusalem for the past 10 years.
那我们在讲尼希米记十三章这个结尾的时候，这个时候尼希米已经离开耶路撒冷大概十年的时间。
So he did his task.
所以他把他的任务达成了。
He was there for 12 years rebuilding the wall and rebuilding all the function of the city.
他在这个耶路撒冷总共12年，就是重建城墙，然后重建这个整个城市。
And then Nehemiah went back to Persia.
然后他就回到波西帝国。
10 years later, he comes back for a visit.
然后十年后，他回到耶路撒冷来探访。
He realizes that in spite of all the amazing things that God has done, the city needs a reset.
那尼希米奇看到了说，虽然说神在这边当中已经做了非常多很棒的事情，但是这个城市需要一些重整。
You know, it's kind of like when any of you have like a son or daughter, brother, sister, niece, nephew that you kind of watch grow up.
Yeah, 你们有没有当中就是有什么儿子或女儿，或是有一些外甥、外甥女这样子，就是从小你看他长大这种。
We got a slew of babies and young kids in the church.
我知道我们教会有很多一些很小的孩子。
And from week to week, day to day, you don't always recognize the growth.
那每一天看到，每个礼拜看到的时候，你可能不会发现他在成长。
But if you're gone for 10 years, you come back. That little kid has just sprouted up.
但是如果你十年没有看到，然后再看到的时候，就完全就是不一样的人。
It's been a few years since we were in the Philippines.
那我们菲律宾，我们好几年没去了。
So we're seeing all of our old friends and her old work colleagues and people in the church there.
所以我们就见到很多以前的朋友，还有一些同事。
And little kids who used to be like this and are now like that.
那以前小孩可能这么高，那现在就变这样。
And so Nehemiah goes away and he comes back and he sees all these changes that have taken place in Jerusalem.
所以尼希米回到耶路撒冷，看到非常多的改变。
Turns out they weren't good changes.
但是后来发现这些改变不是好的改变。
And you know, it's kind of the story of the church in a lot of ways.
但我觉得这是一个教会的故事。
If you look through the history of God's people,
那我们看就是神的人民在这一段历程。
God comes and he blesses and there's growth and people get committed and excited.
所以神可能就是显现自己在大家当中，然后大家就是被改变，被转化。
They're on fire for the purposes of God.
他们就是非常火热，想要达成神给他们任务。
And if you remember back in, I think it's chapter 10, they're making all these commitments. Yes, we're going to stop doing this. We're going to stop intermarrying. We're going to stop disobeying God.
那你看到在第十章的时候那个神的人民他们说我们要承诺做出这些改变，我们不要再去找就是不是以色列人去结婚，那我们要遵从神所给的一切的命令。
So Nehemiah comes back and realizes, man, Jerusalem needs a reset.
但是后来尼希米回到耶路撒冷，发现耶路撒冷需要一个重整。
And the great mercy of God is that every time that we need a reset, God is so merciful and gracious to come alongside. And as we humble ourselves, He will change us and reset us.
但是我们可以看到的是说，神他真的是非常的有慈爱。我们每次需要重整的时候，我们只要谦卑的来到神面前，他就会帮助我们去做这个重整。
Because from Adam and Eve to Moses to Abraham to all the great men of the Bible, the disciples and the apostles.
从亚当跟夏娃，或是到摩西，或是亚伯拉罕，然后到之后的耶稣的门徒。
They've always needed moments of reset in their lives.
他们都必须要有这种重整的过程。
And so today we're going to look at what does that look like to reset ourselves.
所以我们今天要来看的是重整这个过程是什么样子。
Because God uses imperfect broken vessels.
因为神他会用我们这些破碎的人。
But then he brings his Holy Spirit and fills us with his power.
但是他用他的圣灵把我们充满，给我们力量。
He changes and transforms us from being these vessels of dirt into being vessels that can honor him.
他就从把我们就变成从尘土的器皿变成可以荣耀他的器皿。
And here's the process.
那这是我们要讲这个过程。
Nehemiah chapter 13.
那我们先讲尼希米记十三章。
So it says, I was not in Jerusalem at that time, for I had returned to King Artaxerxes of Babylon in the 32nd year of his reign, though I later asked his permission to return.
这个第六节开始，那是我不在耶路撒冷，因为巴比伦王亚达薛西32年，我回到王那里。
And when I arrived back in Jerusalem, I learned about Eliashib's evil deed in providing Tobiah with a room in the courtyards of the temple of God.
他说我来到耶路撒冷，就知道以利亚是为多比亚在神殿的院内预备屋子的那件恶事。
And so here's what goes on is in the temple that they had rebuilt.
那他们已经重建了这个圣殿。
This guy Tobiah was actually a part of one of the tribes that God said, don't let anybody from that tribe ever come into the temple.
那多比亚这个人，他其实是隶属一个以色列一个族群。那神的时候说，不要让这一族的人来到圣殿里面。
Because Tobiah's tribe had tried to stop the children of Israel from ever entering the promised land.
因为这个多比亚他们这一族人呢，他们一开始想要阻挡以色列人，不让他们进到应许之地。
And Tobiah himself had taken on that tradition and tried to stop everything that Nehemiah was doing.
那多比亚这个人也做了一样的事情，他想要那时候想要阻挡尼希米去做他的任务。
And now here, one of the rulers in the temple said, oh, Tobiah, I know you don't like us, but come here, have a room.
那时候耶路撒冷就是管圣殿的人，他就说，多比亚，没关系，你可以进来。
I know you wanted to keep us in slavery and unprotected, but hey, you can be my new buddy.
我知道你对我们的目的不是好的，但是啊，你还是可以跟我们做朋友，没关系。
You know, sin is like that.
所以我罪有的时候就是像这样。
It always wants room in our hearts.
它一直在我们心中想要有一个地方。
It always wants room in our minds.
在我们的脑中一直想要有一个地方。
Sin always wants to make its way into our plans.
那罪它永远就想要跑到我们的计划里面。
And the Bible says that we have an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy all of the good that God intends for our lives.
圣经上有说，恶魔他仇敌还有罪，他想要偷窃、杀害，然后毁坏我们所有的一切好事。
And if you give him place, he will take it.
那如果你给他这个空间，那他就真的会来做这件事情。
We look at our lives and say, what practices, what emotions, what relationships are stealing away from God's purposes in our lives?
所以我们要看我们自己的生命，说我们有什么样子的关系，什么样子的情绪啊，是来偷窃我们神想要给我们的一切。
And then we got to deal with that stuff.
那我们必须要处理这些事情。
Because you know the enemy, he's like that crying baby who just keep trying to get our attention.
因为仇敌就像那个哭泣，一直想要哭泣的小孩，就是一直想要我们的专注力。
We love babies.
那当然，我们是喜欢小孩的。
But that's true in your life.
但是这是我们生命中是这样子的。
So here's what Nehemiah did.
那就是尼希米现在他做这件事情。
So I became very upset and threw all of Tobiah's belongings out of the room.
那你说我甚恼怒，就把多比亚一切家具从屋里都抛出去。
He didn't ask permission.
他没有问他，请求他的许可。
He didn't say, "Would you remove your stuff?"
他没有说哦，请你把东西拿出去。
He didn't try to be nice and polite.
他没有说哦，想要很有礼貌跟他讲这件事。
He said, "You've been trying to steal, kill, and destroy our people since the time we met you."
他说，我们从认识你，你就一直想要毁坏我们的计划。
Every time that we tried to protect ourselves, you tried to tear down the protection.
So, 我们每一次想要保护我们人民，就想要把这个保护阻挡这他这个。
Every time that we tried to advance and create space for us, you tried to steal it.
我们每次就想要创造给我们自己人民创造一个空间，你每次就想要把它偷窃。
And here in the temple that is dedicated to God's purposes, you don't belong here.
这个是圣殿，这个是神，他一切他的旨意都在这边行，你是不属于这边的。
Then I demanded that the rooms be purified, and I brought back the articles of God's temple, the grain offerings and the frankincense.
人说，我吩咐人洁净这屋子，主将神殿的器皿和素祭乳香都搬进去。
So the first thing you want to do is reset the temple.
所以第一个我们要讲的就是重整这个圣殿。
And the Bible says, you and I, we are the temple of God now.
圣经上说，我们现在就是神的圣殿。
God's desire is to dwell in every one of our lives.
神想要在住在我们每一个人的生命中。
That we might be wholly given to His purposes.
那我们变成圣洁的，我们可以把自己奉献给他。
That we'd be a reflection of who He is to the people around us.
我们可以代表他，是让在其他人代表他的样式。
That we'd reflect His love.
那我们可以代表他的爱。
His mercy,
你可以反映出他的慈爱。
His goodness,
还有他的良善。
His patience,
还有他的耐心。
His kindness,
还有他的善良。
His generosity,
还有他的慷慨。
That we would be a light to the darkness around us.
那我们会成为世界上的光。
But if we keep allowing darkness to fill our hearts and our minds, then our light gets hidden.
如果我们一直让这种黑暗充满我们心的话，那我们这个光就没办法照出去。
And the enemy is going to do everything he can to shut down your light.
那仇敌会用尽一切，就是让我没办法把这个光照出去。
Don't let him.
就不要让他做这件事。
Amen.
阿们吗
？Don't let the enemy steal your joy.
不要让仇敌偷窃你的喜乐。
Don't let the enemy steal your faith.
不要让他偷窃你的信心。
Don't let the enemy steal your hope.
不要让他偷窃你的盼望。
You see, you might think that, no, well, it's just a little bit of entertainment, or it's just a little bit of, you know, pleasure, or it's just a little bit of, you know, possessions for myself.
你可能想说，哦，只是一下下的娱乐，只是一下下的欢愉，一下下的一些资源呢。
But all those things begin to steal your hope.
但是这些东西还会开始偷窃我们的盼望。
And then you wonder, you know, I got all this stuff and all these activities, but I feel so empty inside.
有时候你可能觉得，我有好多这些活动，好多资源，但是我觉得好空虚啊。
It's because that's what the enemy does to us.
因为仇敌对我们做的就是这种事情。
But God's going to turn that around.
但是神会把这些转变过去。
The enemy's constantly working against you.
这仇敌他一直想要阻挡我们。
And so the Bible says this. It says, "Stay alert."
圣经上这边说，他说务要谨守、警醒。
Watch out for your great enemy.
因为你们仇敌魔鬼。
He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
他如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
You may not be fighting the enemy.
你可能没有在跟仇敌的搏斗。
But I can tell you that the enemy is after you.
但是我就可以告诉你，仇敌他现在是看上你了。
And he may not completely destroy your life.
他可能不会完全的毁坏你的生命。
But he'll destroy your peace.
但是他会毁坏你的平安。
He'll destroy your joy.
他会毁坏你的喜乐。
He'll destroy your witness.
他会毁坏你的见证。
So that you don't look anything like what God wants you to be.
所以你就不像是神想要让你的变成那个样式。
The enemy is always looking for space in your life.
那仇敌一直在你的生命中寻找这个空间。
Nehemiah goes on to say this.
那尼希米他继续讲。
I also discovered that the Levites had not been given their prescribed portions of food.
我见利未人所当得的份无人供给他们。
So then the singers who were to conduct the worship services had all returned to the work fields.
甚至供职的利未人歌唱的去各奔回自己的田地去。
I immediately confronted the leaders and demanded, why has the temple of God been neglected?
所以我就斥责官长说，为何离弃神的殿呢？我便招聚利未人，使他们照旧供职。
Then I called all the Levites back to serve.
对，他就是被招聚利未人。
And once more, the people began to take care of the temple.
然后他们就慢慢的回到圣殿去做自己的工作。
See, not only does the enemy want to steal from us personally,
这些仇敌想要偷窃我们的东西。
But the enemy wants to steal from us as a church.
他不只是这样，他想要偷窃我们教会里面的一切。
And if we don't take care of the church, then the church will never accomplish what God put it here for.
我们如果没有好好照顾这个教会的话，那我们就永远没办法达成神想给这个教会的任务。
So you have to ask yourself, you know, not only in my personal life, am I removing all the distractions?
所以你不只是要问自己说，我在我自己的生命中，我们有没有把这些不需要、不好的东西全部移出？
Am I confronting sin in my life?
我有没有面对要处理自己的罪？
Am I confronting neglect in my life?
我有没有去就是照顾这些该照顾的地方？
But am I also staying committed to the church?
我有，但是你还是要问说，我有没有委身在一个教会里面？
It's a good thing you're here today.
所以我真的很感谢你今天在我们当中。
The Bible says, "Don't neglect when the church comes together."
圣经上说，当这个教会聚集在一起的时候
，show up and get involved.
要出现在这个教会来一起参与。
The next thing is reset your calendar.
下一个重点我要讲的是，我们重整我们的行事历。
So I confronted the nobles of Judah.
这样说，我就斥责犹大的贵胄说
，Why are you profaning the Sabbath in this way?
你们怎么行这二世犯安息日呢？
You see, what was happening is on Sabbath days, when no business was to be taking place, the people of Jerusalem were just involved in business like any other day.
所以现在你心里看到的是说，在安息日是不应该去做生意、去做这些工作，但是以色列人却做就是跟平日一样。
And God says that you need to set aside time in your calendar for me.
神他说，你在你的行事历上、你的行程里面，你需要有一个空间、一个时间是给我的。
So wasn't it just this sort of thing that your ancestors did that caused our God to bring all this trouble upon us and our city?
那尼希米说，从前你们列祖岂不是这样行，以致我们神使一切灾祸临到我们和这城吗？
And now you are bringing even more wrath upon Israel by permitting the Sabbath to be desecrated in this way.
现在你们还犯安息日，使愤怒越发临到以色列。
So then I commanded that the gates of Jerusalem should be shut as darkness fell every Friday evening and not to be opened until the Sabbath ended.
在安息日的前一日，耶路撒冷城门有黑影的时候，我就吩咐人将门关锁，不过安息日不准开放。
And I sent some of my own servants to guard the gates so that no merchandise could be brought in on the Sabbath day.
我又派我几个仆人管理城门，免得有人在安息日担什么担子进城。
And there were some guys who once or twice they brought their stuff to the gates of the city, hoping to get in on a Sabbath.
所以很多人就是的意思就是很多人就是把自己的单子先背一些东西，想要在安息日的时候进城。
But Nehemiah says, "But I spoke sharply to them and said, 'What are you doing out here, camping around the wall? If you do this again, I will arrest you.' And that was the last time they came on a Sabbath."
我就警戒他们说，你们为何在城外住宿呢？如果再这样，我必下手拿办你们。从此之后，他们在安息日不再来了。
See, Nehemiah was serious about dealing with sin.
所以尼希米对罪，他是非常严格的对待的。
He was serious about dealing with distractions.
他这些让大家分心的事情，他是非常严肃的去对待的。
He was serious about dealing with anything that put itself above God and God's purposes.
是有任何事情要威胁神给我们的一些旨意的话，那他就非常严格去对待这些事。
We have to be willing to submit ourselves to God and put His stuff first in our lives.
我们要愿意去顺服神，把他的一些事物放到我们的优先。
Sorry if that doesn't sound so much like an anniversary kind of a
situation.
But you know, I don't want us to keep kind of cycling into God and out of God, into God and out of God.
但我们不希望就是哦，我们要进入神的同在，然后要出去，要进入，要出去，不想要这样子。
Coming back every week or every month and saying, oh, I messed up again, and oh, you know, I'm back where I was before.
就是我可能每个礼拜，每个月，然后说啊，我又失败了，我又失败了。
It's time to just deal with stuff.
我们要真的去对待这，就是面对这些事情。
And stay on track with God's purposes in our lives.
我们要坚持持守神给我们的一切的应许和旨意。
God established the Sabbath so that we would remember Him and keep Him first most in our lives.
神设立这个安息，就是要我们记得，我们要把它放在我们生命的第一位。
And we need to do that in our personal lives.
我们在我们个别的生命中要做这件事情。
What has God called you to do?
这神呼召你做什么呢？
What impact are you to be having in the place where you go to school and the place that you work?
你要你在你的职场和你的生活的每一个空间，你要什么样子影响力呢？
You need to stay committed to that.
你必须要非常的坚持这个地方。
Because if you don't, you're going to be distracted by every other thing that comes along.
如果你不这样做的话，那你就非常容易被其他的事情而分心。
Stop having your quiet time with God.
你可能就是没有自己的灵修时间。
Stop reading the word.
你不再读神的话语。
You stop staying in those discipleship relationships.
你不再有这样子门徒的关系。
Because you let every other thing fill your calendar.
因为让其他的事情充满你的这个行程。
And we can do that as a church.
那我们身为教会有可能做这种事。
We can lose track of our priorities.
我们可能会忘记我们优先的顺序。
Here are some things on this 15th anniversary, just to remind us of the things God has called us to do. Campus ministry.
所以我们这15周年，我们要让自己再回想我神给我们的重点是什么。第一个就是校园事工。
We always want to be ministering to college students.
我们永远都要在大学去做这些服事的动作。
Church planting.
然后第二个就是职堂。
World missions.
还有世界宣教事工。
Ministering in the marketplace to people who are working.
我们要服事这些职场，在职场上工作的人。
Ministering to families.
我们要服事这些家庭。
These are some of our ministry priorities.
这是我们一些事工的中心。
Last point, reset your relationship.
好，那我们最后一点就是要重整我们的关系。
So reset your temple, the place of God's presence.
我们重整圣殿，就是神同在的地方。
Reset your time.
重整自己的时间。
Reset your relationship.
最后一个是重整我们的关系。
About the same time, I realized that some of the men of Judah had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab.
那些日子，我也见犹大人娶了亚实图亚门摩押的女子为妻。
Furthermore, half of the children spoke the language of Ashdod or of some other people and could not speak the language of Judah at all.
他们的儿女说话一般是亚实图的话，不会说犹大的话，所说的是照着各族的方言。
See, God calls us to be an influence into other people.
所以神呼召我们要做一个就是影响其他人的这个影响力。
But when that influence turns and they begin to influence us, we lose the language of heaven.
但是其他人变成其他人来影响我们的话，那我们就失去这个天堂的语言。
No longer are our mouths filled with good news that causes people to be attracted to God.
所以我们讲的并不是这种福音是让吸引人家的福音。
Rather, we get distracted.
但是我们却分心了。
And so I confronted them and called down curses on them. I beat some of them. And pulled out their hair.
So 我就斥责他们，咒诅他们，打了他们几个人，拔下他们的头发。
Nehemiah is a little serious.
所以你心里他有点严重啊，他就开始
MMA. We need to realize that it's a matter of eternal life and eternal death.
那我们要看到的是，这个是非常重要，这是关乎我们永生的。
And the things that are destroying our lives, we need to recognize and deal with them ruthlessly.
在这些毁坏我们生命的事情，我们现在非常严肃去对待他们。
He said,
他这边又说,
I made them swear in the name of God that they would not let their children intermarry with the pagan people of the land.
所以我叫他们指着神起誓，必不将自己的女儿嫁给外邦的儿子，也不为自己的儿子娶他们的女儿。
Wasn't this exactly what led King Solomon of Israel into sin?
我就说以色列王所罗门不是在这样的事上犯罪吗？
There was no king from any nation who could compare to him, and God loved him and made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by his foreign wives.
在多国中并没有一王像他，且蒙他神所爱，神立他做以色列全国的王。然而，连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。
Okay. How could you even think of committing this sinful deed and acting unfaithfully toward God by marrying foreign women?
如此，我岂替你们行这大恶，娶外邦女子，干犯我们的神呢？
And you have to recognize that a lot of great men in the Bible actually married foreign women.
所以你要知道是在圣上这些很多伟大的领袖这些男人，他们都娶的就是外国的女生。
But the great men of the Bible who married foreign women brought them into the ways of God.
他们这些伟大的人呢，他们娶了外邦女子，但是他们把外邦女子带到神的同在里面。
And Solomon allowed foreign women to bring him into their ways.
但是所罗门王却让这些外邦女子带让他自己被带到他们那边去了。
And so you have to ask yourself in every relationship, am I bringing them closer to God or are they taking me away from God?
在每个关系中，我们都要问自己说，是我带他们进入神的同在，还是他们把我带走？
And then sometimes you just have to make some hard choices in your relationships.
有些时候我们在我们的关系上必须要做出一些困难的决定。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
那在马太福音11章12节。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是奴隶进入的，奴隶的人就得着了。
Resetting our focus.
所以我们要重整我们的重心。
Finishing well.
我们要把事情有始有终做完。
It takes focus.
是我们需要有专注力的。
It takes ruthlessness.
我们需要非常严肃去对待这些事情。
It takes active commitment.
我们是要非常的要自己去委身主动的。
I also made sure that the supply of wood for the altar and the first portions of the harvest were brought at the proper times. Remember this in my favor, O God.
他说我又派百姓按定期献柴和出售的土产。我的神啊，求你纪念我，施恩于我。
And this might seem like a strange way for the whole book to end.
那你觉得这个作为一个结这个书的结尾，这样好像有点奇怪。
But here's what he's saying.
但他现在在说的是这个事。
Make sure you keep fuel for the fire.
他说你在要有柴可以生火。
Because the sacrifices you bring to God will never be consumed if there's not a fire there.
所以我们没办法做献祭，如果没有火的话，就没办法为神做献祭。
And the fire and the passion in your heart for God will go out if you don't keep.Fuel for that fire.
所以我们心中对神的这个火热，如果我没有柴可以烧的话，那就没办法维持。
And so, what are you doing to stoke the fire of God in your life?
那你做什么事情要维持你对神的火热呢？
Are you in fellowship with other people who are on fire for God?
你有没有跟其他心中对神有火热的人一起交通？
Are you keeping the practices that keep your heart warm towards God?
你有没有在生命中有这些事情这些灵修，让你的心可以保持这个火热的状态？
Do you stay in the place of fellowship?
你有没有在跟大家一起有交通？
Are you staying in the place of worship towards God?
你有没有在这些有敬拜的地方？
And then he said, I want to make sure that food was provided.
然后弟兄们说，我要知道说，永远都有食物，大家都有食物可以吃。
He said, stay fueled up and stay fed.
他就说，就是要维持我们对神的火热这个经历，然后还有维持饱足的状态。
If you're not providing food for yourself every day,
如果你没有给自己供应食物的话。
Reading the word of God,
读神的话语
staying in the place of prayer,
那在祷告这个殿中
then soon your strength is going to fail.
那你在属灵的这个精力就慢慢的下降
If you ever fasted for any length of time,
那你如果有禁食一段时间的话
without food, you find your strength beginning to fail.
你如果一段时间没有吃东西的话，你就感觉自己的精力是慢慢的下降
For some of you, that takes about an hour after eating.
那有些人可能吃完一个小时就开始有这个感觉。
Stay fueled up.
所以我们要维持这个精力。
Stay fed.
我们维持饱足的状态。
This is why we go to things like conferences.
是为什么我们偶尔会去特会。
Get ourselves into places where people are on fire and passionate for God.
我们到这个地方，大家周围的人都是非常对神有火热的。
That's why we worship God in our services together.
就是为什么我们在我们的聚会中会敬拜神。
Because if you want to stay on track and finish what we've started, we need to stay fueled and stay fed as people, individuals, and as a church.
如果我们真的要坚持到底，有始有终的话，那我们就要维持精力，维持饱足，在个别的生命中或是在教会中都是一样。
First Timothy 1:6.
那我们这边读提摩太后书一章六节。
This is why I remind you to fan into flame the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid hands on you.
对，为此我提醒你，使你将神借着我按手给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
It's our responsibility to stay fired up.
So, 我们要维持火热的状态是我们自己的责任。
Can't say, well, the worship wasn't so great.
也不能说啊，这个敬拜好像今天就还好。
Bruce's preaching was a little off today.
牧师的讲道今天好像不太好。
I went to church and nobody shook my hand.
我去教会，但是没有人握我的手。
Yeah, Yeah, Bruce kept yelling at me.
我就是牧师一直跟我对我大吼大叫。
You know, you're responsible to keep yourself fueled and fed.
所以你要维持精力、维持饱足是你自己的责任。
And the number one way that we maintain our passion.
那最重要维持这个火热状态最重要的方式
is keeping our focus on Jesus.
就是把我目光一直定睛在耶稣上。
This is where our focus needs to go.
这是我们的专注力要在神身上。
I have a cousin who's a, he's a pastor of a church in Bangkok.
我有一个亲戚他在就是曼谷那边做牧师。
And his dad was a football coach.
他是一个就是一个足球教练。
All these little, you know, youth football league.
他是一个小孩的打足球的这个队伍。
And so they would go on these trips, take the whole team on a trip to go play other teams in other nations.
所以他把这个他的足球队带到别的国家别的地方去跟他们一起比赛。
And he made this rule.
他就设立一个规则。
Let's look for the tallest building.
他说你看这个最高的大楼。
And find where the hotel is in relationship to that tallest building.
你看你找的饭店在哪里。
He said, if you get lost, we're not coming looking for you.
所以你如果走失的话我们不会去找你所以你要记这些地标。
You just look for that tallest building.
你就要看这个最高的大楼在哪里。
And then you find your way back to the hotel.
然后你再回到我们的饭店里面。
And so you always want to say, what's the elevated landmark that's going to keep us, bring us back when we get off track?
所以他那时候讲的重点就是有没有最高的地标让我们走失的时候还是可以找到路回去。
What are we going to use to reset our focus so that we finish what we started?
所以我们要用什么东西来重整我们自己，所以我们可以有始有终。
So that after 15 more years, we're celebrating all the good things that God has done.
然后再过十五年，我们还可以继续的去庆祝神在我们所做的一切。
The Bible says there's one thing to lift up.
圣经上说有一件事情我们必须要高举。
And that's Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
And I love that when we're at the 40th anniversary, the one name that they kept lifting up above all others was Jesus.
那我真的非常喜欢在我们的特会40周年这个特会的时候，他们一直高举一个人的名字，那就是耶稣的名。
The biggest poster on the wall was Jesus.
最大的海报上面写的就是耶稣。
The name that was always up on the slides was Jesus.
在这大家投影片上永远都是写着耶稣。
And that's how it's got to be in our lives.
在我们生命中也是需要这样子。
And so we're going to wind up this... anniversary sermon by taking communion.
所以我们做结尾的时候，我们要一起来领圣餐。
And so you should find the elements around you. The Bible says, "Do we do this in remembrance of Him?"
圣经上说，我们做这件事情是为了要纪念神。
In other words, communion is our reset.
所以这个圣餐其实我们是重整自己的方式。
It's where we see Jesus high and lifted up.
我们看到耶稣高举在天上。
Laying his life down on the cross for you and I.
他在十字架上牺牲自己的生命为我们。
Because that's what transforms our lives.
因为这就是改变我们生命的力量。
That's the foundation upon which our lives are built.
所以我们生命就是要建造在这个根基上。
So the Bible says that Jesus on the night that he was betrayed.
圣经上说耶稣在他被卖的那夜。
He took the bread.
他拿起饼。
And he gave thanks.
然后他祝谢。
And he broke it.
然后他把这个饼拨开
And he blessed it.
然后他就祝谢了这个饼
He said, this bread is my body, broken for you.
他说这个饼就是我的身体为你破碎
And that as often as we eat this bread, we're to do it in remembrance of him.
我们每逢吃这饼的时候我们是要纪念主
And so today we remember.
所以今天我们要纪念他
It's only by the grace unleashed through the cross that you and I stand here.
就是唯一是因为十字架上有释放的恩典，让我们在今天可以敬拜神。
Would you stand with me?
请跟我们一起站立。
Father, today we stand before you.
父神，我们今天站在你面前。
And in this moment, we remember the cross.
在这个时候，我们来纪念十字架。
The sacrifice you made for us.
你为我们所做的一些牺牲。
So that we could become your sons and daughters.
让我们成为你的儿女。
So that we could be made whole.
让我们可以得以完全。
Father, we thank you for all the lives in this place that you have healed.
父神，我们感谢你，因为医治非常多在这边的弟兄姐妹。
We think to the many challenges that we faced on the journey to this place.
我们纪念，我们想到我们来这个地方之前所遇到一切的挑战。
And how you've come through for us time and time again.
你每一次都是让我们度过，让我们克服。
Healing,
医治。
Deliverance,
拯救
restoration,
还有复兴
We say thank you for the work of the cross.
我们感谢你在十字架上所做的一切
Bless the bread now as you partake.
请祝福这个饼
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名，一起来领用。
scripture says that in the same way he took the cup.
圣经上说，照样饭后他拿起这一杯。
He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
说这杯是在我血里所立的新约。
He said, "This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
你每逢喝这杯的时候，要纪念我。
So we say thank you, Jesus, for the cup.
我们说，耶稣，我们感谢你赐给我们这一杯。
Your blood shed for us.
你所为我们流出的宝血。
That washes away every sin.
洁净我们一切的罪。
That washes away the deep stain of sin upon our lives.
洁净我们在罪在我们生命中没所造成的污点。
That takes our hardened, sinful, broken hearts.
让我们这个破让我们破碎的心。
Softens them and makes them new.
让我们的心软化，然后改变我们的心。
Father, according to your promise,
依照你的应许
give us hearts to love you,
给我们一颗爱你的心
to love one another,
爱其他人的心
as we enter into this covenant with you,
当我们进入到这个跟你们进入到这个新约
we renew the covenant today,
我们今天来更新这个新约
bless the cup,
请祝福这杯
bless the cup,
thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith.For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.